I love that noise. Okay.
5:10, they're gonna be done at 5:40, 5 seconds of silence. Oh, yeah.
That's gotta be enough.
That's the hardest part of my day.
What happened? I don't hear anybody.
You don't? I hear you. I hear
you.
You. I think he lost his headphones.
That's all right. You guys just go right ahead. I am trying to get my headphone cord pumped back in.
Okay.
There you go. There you go. Rusty third wheel.
All right. What'd you say? You said episode 132.
Okay, I'm back, baby.
Yes. Oh, I shouldn't say episode. I should
no, because welcome to take 132 of episode one. My name is Philip Barton.
My name is Brad Barton.
And the rickety third leg of this stool, we have Patrick. Patrick, are you
Hello there?
There,
folks. Yes. I am indeed.
This attempt, which can be found by visiting brothersbarton.net, is brought to you but not sponsored by Coors Light, the CMM machine, and...
Half-baked, half-cocked, and total disaster.
Any sponsors there, Patrick?
TheLabWithBrad.com as well.
Oh, yes.
That's brother. Sponsor this. I take no responsibility for this train wreck.
I knew it. I knew it.
TheLabWithBrad.com is the other podcast of Brother Brad, who's the sound engineer, editor, producer, and head twit of this show. So if you want to hear the other show, you can go to the thing. I said it twice. It's been said a lot. Yes. Because one podcast isn't enough. And Patrick, what are we talking about?
I was thinking about starting a podcast so I can have you guys on. Well, add to the confusion, I'm going to start with a whole different numbering system.
There you go. Oh, you can do the Benjamin Button thing, right? Start at 999 and go backwards.
Right. Exactly.
I like that one.
It's either that or the Dewey Decimal System. And I don't even know what that is anymore.
Oh, we could go with hexadecimal.
Oh, goodness.
Welcome
sakes.
To episode F.
Brought to you by the letter U.
Yeah. I'll give you a U in the
Fortunately, the weird, buzzy, crazy shit at Zoom records differently than the mixer thing, so nobody else is going to hear that. But hopefully,
that's a beautiful
thing. I don't even hear what you're talking
forever.
About.
See, it's see.
It's not nearly as bad as it was earlier.
And we're blinking. Mm-hmm.
Oh
mm-hmm.
yes, mm-hmm. our mud, Patrick Casey Kerr. Did we tell you about the electric mud?
No.
Well, we've got some electric mud. We've got some mud with some microbes in there. We're busily eating cardboard.
Okay, let me just ask a question here before we proceed with the electric mud.
Okay.
All right, okay. Because I wondered if you guys had dipped into the mushrooms or the blues to be honest. If Brad starts seeing flashes of light, you know it's the latter.
Oh, right. Well, it's on a camera. I don't know. How did you, was it Tris? She's like, aha, we're blinking?
Yes.
What was
and it's bioluminescent.
No, it's electric.
Yeah.
It's electric. Okay.
It's charging a There's capacitor a song about until that. It is strong enough to make the LED blink.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty neat.
Yeah, and there's a app that comes with the kit that will count the number of blinks and tell you about how many watts it's putting out.
Oh, yeah, so yay for us. I put a camera on the thing because they wrapped it up and it was, put the little circuit board on there so that it would blink.
You guys are so sciencey.
I know,
right? This is the first real experiment we've done.
I knew that you had a podcast, but I never considered anything other than you were just absolute utter frauds. Just because you're my friends and all, I can say that with confidence. But now my
using you for a character with this.
Right.
As well, you shouldn't.
Oh, Your Honor, he's a piece of shit. Well, I love him and everything, but I don't trust him at all.
Oh, he'll tell you the truth. He's just reprehensible.
Well, this is why Brad went with armchair science enthusiasts to describe us for his other show.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, I'm totally impressed with your experiment. I'm all in.
It's a kid, by the way.
Yeah.
Not a kid. Because it was a great place to start. And didn't you have a topic, Patrick? Right. Isn't it your turn?
Oh, I heard that the topic was going to be animals that were of fantastical nature. In other words, mythical animals, animals from fiction. I think we should open it up because I have questions right away.
Okay.
Wait a minute. What do you mean you heard? Because wasn't this your idea?
You know what? I don't even remember. I just, right? Yes, we took a
Someone told me what my idea was.
You did seem surprised when I came back the next week and I was like, I told Brad about your topic. You're like, oh, well, how about that?
That's exactly right. Welcome to the title of my podcast, if I had one, and it's called Short Attention Span Theater.
That's actually not a bad podcast name. I want to start.
That's
with
what Grimms. I got. That's what I live. So
because
you
we've
know,
been dealing with Grimms.
What are your names again?
All day.
There's something on the wing. You mean the movie Gremlins, God. Or like the?
I mean, well, okay.
Oh, that's a good one, Gremlins.
Yeah, yes. But I'm thinking like
because I just came up with an impromptu list here just to get us rolling.
Yeah.
Here, let me write down Gremlins. Hold on. All right, we got Gremlins on the list because I think the most famous of the fantastical animals has got to be unicorns or mermaids. I think it's sort of a toss-up, you know, between the two. And depending upon whether you're asking a six-year-old or a sailor. You know,
Well, the internet's big on... he's going to write that down. The internet's big on unicorns and rainbows.
The Pegasus.
Right, there's Pegasus. Okay,
there's the fire mares if you want to go with Kroll.
Oh, I forgot about those things.
Well, one day wouldn't be complete without a nice Kroll reference. But unicorns and mermaids. All right, so then we have your standard. We have centaurs.
Oh, yes.
Right? Yes. Griffins. Griffins are cool because, to me anyway, because they have the...
Certainly comes... from the Roman word cantor, as in the leader of horse cavalry for the Romans.
Well, right. Also where we get the word canter for their certain gait when you have that with a horse, right? Yes.
That's the one where you're slapping up and down on the saddle.
Well,
the painful one.
Are you thinking of trotting?
Possibly.
There's the bouncy walk.
Yeah, right?
That's trotting.
Oh, okay.
The longer sort of bloop bloop bloop. That's a canter.
If anybody that rides horses knew exactly what you were talking about.
Well, hold on a second.
It's descriptive.
I gotta put my beer down for this. You've got two coconut shells and you're banging them together.
You can't tell me a 5 ounce bird and carry a 1 pound coconut. Okay, so moving on. We have griffins next on the list. Okay, griffins are a lion's body,
right,
and an eagle's head and wings.
Yes.
And in some stories, they are not able to vocalize, and in some stories, they are able to talk because they are considered a magical creature, I think, according to the world of D&D.
The only way it would fly. Are you really going to carry a lion's body with those...
Yeah, right. Magical. We fixed it. It's magic.
And we have about the chimera.
Oh, that's awesome, right?
That okay. On the side of the list, yeah. Okay.
All right, I get that one down. That was great. Now, what is it? What is
Gorgons
in
general?
Chimera
or the Kraken?
Holy crap!
I can't stop.
Somebody nudge him. He's stuck.
Well, we were going to get there.
I was hoping one of you would know what the
Kraken
chimera
and
is.
Bigfoot and other things that people swear are real, or like the Jersey Devil.
Or you're getting into cryptozoology? Is that what they call it?
Okay.
There's like a Bigfoot and a Yeti and the Loch Ness Monster.
Ah, yes, Nessie.
yes. So there's all of that. There's these creatures that come from total legend or from fiction that are clearly in the realm of, you know, more along the lines of D&D. And then these other creatures that people swear exist or whatever. Yeah, I was going to say a manticore. That was next on the list.
See, that we're just getting at him.
He's just
no
spit
chance,
out.
You poor
man. So that has barely a lion's started. Body, a human head.
Lion body again. Yeah.
Right? Yeah. And and a scorpion tail on this one, but a human's head and can talk and is usually in the place of, say, what's the Minotaur? Yeah, the Minotaur that has the riddle. There was a book that I read.
Oh, you're thinking of the Sphinx that has the riddle.
There was a riddle of the Sphinx.
The Minotaur was just a moron, bullheaded bastard.
In the maze, that's right.
No, the labyrinth, somewhere in the labyrinth was the Minotaur.
Exactly, that's right.
Yes. No riddles, though. He's just an asshole.
He's just an asshole. That's right. So, and then one of my favorites, which is the Phoenix. And not only does it rise out of its own ashes, but if Phoenix fire touches you, it instantly turns to ash, whatever it touches. There's obviously burning, but it's more along the lines of like it instantly consumes.
Wow, that's not like...
I've never heard that about the Phoenix, actually.
Yeah, that's like something that was like a twist that I never knew about until I don't know. It was some stupid book I read as a kid, so I always remembered that.
We're making all this shit up anyway.
Right?
We might as well. Right? Just add to it.
We're add to the... What's the word? Canon. Yes.
I don't know what they call it.
Yes.
But what about the giant turtle the world is supposed to be riding on?
Oh, that's pretty neat, yeah.
What mythology is it?
It's in Greek paintings.
I thought it was the ancient Greeks.
Yeah, I don't know if anybody actually believed that, or if that was just an artistic thingy.
Right,
supposed to be on this.
Well, I'm pretty sure the flat earth
are four elephants, and then we're on top of a turtle, and then it's turtles all the way down.
And then it's turtles all the way down.
They just get smaller and smaller. Don't worry about it.
Stop asking questions.
Well, it's a total turtle economy.
There's your trickle down right
Somebody
there.
Somebody asked that one guy that can never be wrong. What do you think the universe looks like? And he's like, I got this. We throw in some elephants.
Have you ever seen a turtle? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
He's trying to describe the shape of the universe being a parabolic curve, and what they got out of it at the time is like, it's a turtle.
Yeah. Turtles all the way down. There are some animals that are real that when Europeans, for example, first heard tales of them, they didn't believe it.
The Tasmanian tiger.
Ooh. Yeah, that's a good example. I was thinking of the giraffe.
Well, I guess if I heard it, if I hadn't already, everybody knows a giraffe these days.
And the unicorn might actually have come from a very rough description of a rhino.
Really rough, yeah.
It does have a horn, and some of his legs look kind of like a horse.
I think that the mythology that the unicorn came to symbolize is
the pure
weird
sort of like
what it had to do with is like if there was a virgin around, the unicorn would be this magical, wonderful thing, and then you could pet them and blah blah blah. But if you weren't, it would stab you with its horn on its head, because that's what it does. It is a murderous, stabby beast.
I sense,
if you're not a virgin,
I sense Christian influence.
Right? You think?
So you're saying the unicorn is an angry grandmother?
What do you mean you're living together and you're not married?
She gives you a Werther's afterwards.
Yeah.
I'm not angry. I'm just disappointed.
What happened with dragons, too? We haven't mentioned dragons. That should really
be. Yeah, that was the next on the list, Brad. You were just knocking these out, man.
I got to see this list later.
Dragons are supposed to prefer.
I'm going to send you a picture. I'll totally send it to you.
Dragon. Dragons are meant to eat virgins.
Oh.
So, yeah.
You
better make friends with unicorns, because otherwise you're
so
dragon.
So that's why they were always stealing them away.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
Part of the dragon mythology.
I'm saving this for later.
I can actually rationalize that, right? You're feeding on humans, but some sexually transmitted disease is floating around that also infects you. If you prefer virgins, you would survive.
That is the earliest case of food poisoning that we've ever heard about.
I don't know. They don't smell ripe. I don't want to.
Hands off about this one.
Now, what about things that we hear about either giants or small people, like leprechauns, gnomes,
talk about the Old Testament for a moment. in the Old Testament. Right? And it's the biggest teaser in the whole book. In those days, there were giants. And then we just sort of move along.
That was it. That's what, yeah.
Oh, we're even forgetting about the Nephilim. Are you kidding me?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they just happened to pass by. Yeah, there were these things, and some people think that they're half angel, half human. You know, that would be the right wingers.
Again,
that they're
like
more special than everyone else.
Two lines in the Old Testament.
I don't want to get my politics.
The Nephilim thing. You know, this is all news to me. There's a whole subcategory of made-up crap about angels and.
We could call it like sacred cryptozoology.
Yeah, you know. Oh man,
I think it's fascinating Arabs, that the idea Cubans. That we have of Satan doesn't come from the Bible itself. It comes from Milton, and Milton was so brilliant. He came up with that canon, and everyone was like, "Oh yeah, that." And so we got this whole tradition from that. And then with the Dante's Divine Comedy, you get all of these people that write all of this canon. It's fan fiction for the Bible is what it is.
Yeah, it really is.
It really is. And you get all these things, and that's where the cherubim and the seraphim and the Nephilim all come
in. I got
an
interesting
that they all have the certain tasks and roles in the hierarchy.
For you, Patrick.
Yes, indeed.
You know where the name Lucifer came from? I'll tell you.
Well,
the planet Venus at the time when it would get too close to the sun and they didn't see it anymore, and then they'd see it later, they actually thought it might be two different stars. So they had a name for it when it was chasing the sun as it set, the evening star, and when it rose before the sun did, the morning star. And in Latin,
I get it.
The word for morning star happens to be Lucifer.
Oh,
interesting.
Very dark. Hmm.
And in Milton's lore, you have all of those levels of hell. And obviously we associate it with the burning fire and stuff. And hellfire differs
from Phoenix.
There
was a cold one, wasn't there?
That's what I was about to say.
Oh, you both know. I need to interrupt a little bit. It's not Milton Bradley you're talking about.
No,
it's John Milton.
John Milton.
And he wrote Paradise Lost. And that was the Divine Comedy. That was Dante.
Yeah,
but
right.
Milton wrote Paradise Lost. And he's the one who came up with that brilliant line that on the gates to hell are written, abandon all hope, all ye who enter here.
Which nowadays is carved over the entrance of Walmart.
That's at the employee entrance in the back. Yes.
Right. Yes.
Welcome to work. Abandon all hope. You will deal with customers.
Put on your vest of shame and proceed to the flagellation.
Go up there and welcome new souls.
Welcome to the morning beating. Oh. So yes, and supposedly, you know, I mean, in Milton's university created that at the heart of it, where Satan actually has a presence, that it isn't hot, it's cold. And it's because it's the furthest remove from God's light and God's love.
Is that in Paradise
and therefore
Lost?
It
I
is
swear
absolute zero.
In Dante's...
it might be Dante, come to think of it. Yeah, okay.
It was also a cold circle of hell. They might both
That might be it. Because he did the Divine Comedy about all the levels of hell
here.
And then he did the one about hell, too. So it could be from.
But isn't the one about hell called in?
Even I get it mixed up.
That very much sounds like hot to me, right?
The entire work is actually called the
Divine
Comedy,
yes. But
it starts with the Inferno. Yeah, that totally sounds like. I can edit that out.
There we go.
There's a made up critter made up by a made up critter.
Everything on Sesame Street.
We should just put Jim Ansa's world. Yes.
The Skeksis.
Frank God.
The Mystics.
Oh my God.
The
Dark Crystals. Yes.
Love all of that.
The Podlings.
Oh, the Podlings were cute.
Ogre, whatever the fuck she is.
she's a seer of some
Ogre,
sort.
She's Ogre, that's what she is.
Got goat
she's
horns.
She's Ogre.
I wonder if she has a scorpion tail.
How about the basilisk?
Oh, that's right. Medusa and the Basilisk.
Because that does predate Basilisk. Harry Potter, right?
Yeah, that's...
Oh, hell, I mean, very much so.
Oh, no, it predates that by a lot. Yeah, it's an ancient one.
They were just
but yeah, it'll totally turn you to stone.
Everybody's turning everybody to stone.
I always thought that made sense for Medusa. Because apparently she started out as a temple prostitute, turns men into stone.
Oh, they're all...
Ba-dum-bum-bum.
Hard. I don't know.
That's what she said.
Can we make up our own critter
sign? Sure.
The chupacabra.
Oh, that's not ours.
Yeah, I think all the regional animals are really interesting. I've seen maps before.
Like the Jersey Devil?
They showed Bigfoot. Yeah, the Jersey Devil. There's one down south somewhere. The chupacabra obviously comes from the American Southwest. There's a couple of them that are spooky, like in the Midwest. There's one about a scarecrow, you know.
Scarecrows are creepy. I suppose
they really are.
Right, Doctor Who took advantage of that at one particular episode. Yes. Yeah,
along with the Weeping Angels.
That up. Oh, that was creepy as hell.
Yeah, that's the one that I like.
That's still
they'll creep
me.
Up on you when you're not looking.
Yeah,
don't blink. Blink and you're dead. I can't see it all, Doc.
there's a modern question or trope or whatever you want to call it, axiom that comes up on the internet from time to time, and that is, what would you do if there was a frog whose purpose in life was to come and get you, and if it touches you, you're dead, or it's a slug, right? So how do you
move the fuck out of this area of the country?
Right, exactly. But it would never stop. It would always move towards you. And it would never stop.
Yeah, you're gonna so, fucking yeah, high it, desert. It'd be fun.
Right? Go to the other side of the planet for 30
Ooh,
years.
The salt
and then
plains.
Switch. Right?
The salt oh, yeah, I'm thinking across the salt. Yeah. Fuck you and your evil slug.
This is a magical slug that can't die. So it's on our magical list. What? Along with griffins and manticores.
Can it get slowed down? Because Alaska would freeze it. The salt plains.
That would be really a good
out.
Idea. People have talked about locking it, trying to lock it up.
Dirty
somehow.
Box ought to do the trick.
Yeah,
really.
At the bottom of the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and part of it too is that you would be alive and fine as long as it didn't touch you. That's part of it too.
That
you get the immortality. Wouldn't
well,
it be interesting
be
if you did that?
Over a period of 10,000 years.
It'd be interesting if, like, you dump that thing in a box at the bottom of the ocean, and then you live for 500 years, and you're so tired of living, you got to go find that box.
Why'd I dump it in the Pacific? Crap!
Right? Why didn't I just put it in the safe at home?
Killed by a slug. Now, is that dying with dignity?
Well, how much? Okay, see, you just got to do the math. How much ground can
Bonnie
cover
and Clyde die by a lot of slugs? You can
in an
eight-hour
period, and then you're like, assuming it's
slugs.
Right.
I just now got that.
Sorry,
I missed it entirely.
You know, like slugs from guns.
Oh,
see, Phil just now got that. We made them up.
Terrible joke. Terrible, terrible.
Squid gun from what was it? Despicable Me. Yeah. Squid gun. Why?
Squid
well, you
gun.
Never know. I need another gun. I need another squid delivered at high velocity. Don't ask questions. Turtles all the way down.
Does it count if we're
turtles all the way down.
Characters from a horror shows or whatever?
Sure, like, what the hell?
It always bothered me.
Actually, it's Patrick's topic. He should be the judge.
Well, I mean, let's see where we're going to go with this, and then we'll get a ruling all together and by via consensus even. Oh. And proceed.
So what you said is yes. With veto power.
Elaborately, with extra steps.
You're like a politician.
We'll see where this goes, and if it's crap, I'll let you know.
That's most of my life.
Well, there was that creature from Jeepers Creepers is the first thing that came to my mind.
Oh, it was,
when you talked about like creatures in movies.
Yeah,
and then there's They even touched on it on Cabin in the Woods.
The creature from the Black Lagoon.
Well,
that's a good one.
Yeah, I just love the look of that one.
It's not exactly a creature, but it's always a dude. It's a specific...
look, his name is Gil, and he's very sensitive.
And he's
Godzilla!
Got, and he's got a hook. You know what I mean? Like,
oh, the hook.
Yeah, he's always got a hook for a hand.
That one. Yeah.
And then they looked at the rear view mirror.
I swear that story is told in every hook. Language.
Yeah, and you know.
And if you watch someone telling the story, they do like the motion with their hand.
Every time they tell that story, and they're like, oh, the hook is stuck on the rear view mirror or the bumper or whatever. Is the rest of the guy attached to it? Because this seems like a happy ending to me.
Right? You got away, so you took his utensils with you.
Well, hee-hee. I always wanted a good hook.
Oh, God.
God, you're such a drag.
Remember that movie Critters, and were they just called Critters, or did somebody give
Kreps.
Them a... they were called something?
Kreps.
Kreps?
Kreps. Yeah, I think so. Kill more crepes or crepes. Crepes? That's a French.
That was the Swedish chef.
Yeah. So, Yorkie Borky.
Did you guys ever see Cabin in the Woods? Because they
I never finished it. Right when I was in the mood to finish it, they took it off Netflix.
Oh, those bastards.
Isn't that the worst? Yeah, there's that a
mythical
hurts.
Beast. Netflix.
I swear it exists. I'm subscribed.
All right. We have 3 minutes.
Oh.
And also, minutes. Zoom is already complaining about it.
Zoom, you're full of shit.
It doesn't start from when we start recording. It starts from when we start the meeting.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, so.
And we did have technical difficulties.
We certainly did. Oh, my God.
No technical difficulties. Cross your fingers, knock on wood. Next time on episode 2.
Bribe the gremlins.
Right? Oh, wait. Real quick on Gremlins, right? Like, not the movie Gremlins, but Gremlins as a critter?
Yeah.
Is that a mythological predates the movie Gremlins?
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Although the only place I've heard
to
about
me,
it
goes back to World War II.
Yeah, I think it might have come from there originally.
About as far back. Yeah, they used to say that planes had gremlins in them because they were buggy, you know. They weren't working right. Stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. And then what about, what's the name of that one where they found it graffitied? God, what was the name of that? It wasn't Waldo. It was...
Is this a World War II?
Yeah, this is a World War II thing where they actually got inside of somewhere and there's graffiti in there. What was that? It was...
I'm not sure if it's the same story, but there was a colony in North America and it disappeared. And the only hint they had was like...
Oh,
like,
Croatan.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, not in Roanoke, no. This was in World War II, where they finally broke through the German lines, got to their objective, and it was like Kelly's Heroes. Someone had already been there, and I'll think of the name later. It was just a thing that they had.
I mean, we used to make a joke about episode 2 and let us get the fuck out of here.
I made one. if I was gonna make up a mythological creature, I would say the doorknob licker. Next time on episode 2. It's all it does. No, those are dogs, as I understand.